Every night before bed, I set up my telescope and I look up at the stars. Mum tells me that I never stop looking up and my head's always floating in the clouds. But she can't tell me that I look up more than my big brother Jamal looks down at his silly phone. Jamal says I'm called Rocket because I've got fiery breath. But Mum says it's because a famous rocket blasted off into space the day I was born. All I know is that one day I'm going to be the greatest astronaut, star catcher, space traveller who has ever lived. Like Mae Jemison, the first African-American woman in space. Did you know Mae Jemison went into orbit around the Earth in the space shuttle Endeavour even though she's scared of heights? I'm totally prepared. I've defied gravity, captured rare and exotic life forms, and built a ship to the stars. For today's mission, I'm gonna see something incredible. The Phoenix Meteor Shower. I want everyone to see it with me. So I've made some flyers to hand out. Jamal's gonna take me to the park to see the meteor shower. But first we have to go to the supermarket. While he's looking for the milk, I'll be trying to find the astronaut food. Did you know meteor showers happen when Earth moves through a trail of dust left by a comet? Did you know most meteors are smaller than a grain of sand? Did you know meteors are bits of dust burning up in the atmosphere? Did you know the best time to see a meteor shower is when it's dark with no clouds? In the supermarket, when Kathy the cashier isn't looking, I grab the microphone. Tonight, come out and witness the amazing Phoenix Meteor Shower! Everyone looks up! Kathy the cashier takes her microphone back as I hand out my flyers to the other people in the queue. I think Jamal might be a tiny bit cross with me. The Phoenix Meteor Shower will come soon. We'd better drop off the shopping and get to the park fast. Oops! Ha ha ha! That wouldn't have happened if you'd just looked up! Now Jamal is even more cross with me, and he says he won't take me to the park anymore. But when we get home, Mum saves the day. Come on, Jamal, she says. Put that phone down and take your little sister to the park. Yes! I jump up and do my famous victory dance around the house. I grab my jetpack rucksack, but Jamal's still glued to his game.
Wait till I've completed the level, Rocket! He grumbles.
As we're about to leave, the doorbell rings. Wowzers! Everyone's here and they're all holding my flyers. To the park! I yell at the top of my lungs. We're all so excited! My neck is aching from staring up into the night sky. But I won't stop. I can't miss it. Suddenly, the park goes silent. Even the birds are holding their breath. Everyone points their telescopes and binoculars up at the sky. I think I see one! But it's just a plane flying overhead. Everyone moans and groans. We wait and wait and wait. It must be nearly time for the park to close. One by one, people start to go home. Maybe the Phoenix meteor shower was just a myth. Maybe that's why Jamal didn't want to come along. Maybe everyone's upset with me for wasting their time. I've never, ever felt this sad before. Jamal looks at me for the first time today. It feels like the first time ever.
I've turned off my phone, sis, he says.
I'm sorry for making you wait in the freezing cold for nothing, Jamal. Let's go home. Suddenly, there's a big, bright light in the sky. Look up! The Phoenix Meteor Shower!
I'm speechless, Jamal says.
He pulls out his flask and gives me a warm cup of hot chocolate. Yummy. We both sit down on the hill, watching meteors zoom across the night sky. I'm so happy we looked up and saw them together. Did you know, one day, I'm going to have a meteor shower named after me?